Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 6, verses 56 through 59. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. But when many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I kind of want to disagree with Jesus. It's very clear that the flesh profits a lot, because we're here and able to have chapel even when the internet is down, which is profiting us nothing. But as with many of the things that Jesus says, many of the hard sayings, many of the sayings that he gets rebuked for or questioned about, it gets worse. Right? When the disciples are concerned that maybe no one can be saved, that's when Jesus says, actually, it's like a camel going through the eye of the needle. And in fact, it's totally impossible with man altogether. So here, after the hard saying that we heard yesterday and need to hear again, apparently, his own disciples are taking offense. And Jesus says, I mean, it could be a lot worse. Just imagine what it'll be like when you see the Son of Man ascending to the fearsome throne of God that we heard about on Monday and leaving you. Going away from your sight, right? He's talking about his ascension, which is far off yet in John's gospel, but is a tragic time for the disciples. He's not going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time, but also he is going away from them, and they're left standing, staring into heaven, wanting him back. That really does seem to be what it means when Jesus says the flesh profits nothing. Having him present as a friend, as the one who sits next to you in chapel, as the one who is around, tangible, yes, but able to be clung to only for a moment, that will not profit you. So also a king, if he brings you lots of bread, or a lord, if he would come and overthrow the Roman Empire in this age, would not profit his people in the way he wants to profit them. He is more, as he just said, than the manna in the wilderness that saved a doomed people in the desert by giving them food. He is the one who comes down with the very life from the Father to give it to us. This is the best news that we have heard yesterday. And how is it that all of those who are listening are offended, think that they need more of those fading things, and are a little scandalized to hear that Jesus comes to bring life to the fullest? So it's tragic now for Jesus, and he brings that to their attention. It is the Spirit who gives life. It is the words that he has spoken that are spirit and life. These are what sustain the church, what show us that Christ is not absent or ignoring his church right now in the least. He is working, ruling for us, as we even sang in our hymn today. He is just not tangible to our feel and to our sight as our friends are. Because he comes bringing a life that outlasts even them. A life, in fact, that can restore those lost friends to us as no one else can do. And when he sees that many begin to fall away from him, Jesus says something kind of tragic to his disciples. Are you going to give up on me now too? And here, Peter, bold as always, really does say the right thing. We know this so well because it's that responsory, that hallelujah verse that we sing from settings 1 and 2. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. This is a great answer. This is, in fact, what sustains us now when we don't have Jesus the way the disciples did while present on earth, but while we still have him entirely in spirit, in life, in all of the great things that he's promised here in this chapter, because we do have his words, the words of eternal life, the words that give us the one who is unlike all others. And no, of course, there is no one else that we would go to. As if now that Christ has ascended, we find someone else. The last thing to say, since we talked about it yesterday, is simply there's no need to understand this as forbidding the Lord's Supper. Our understanding of the flesh, as in Jesus in the flesh, on his earthly ministry, is a far better way. We see that all of the things he says about his life-giving word, about feeding on him, we spoke about yesterday as a spiritual eating of him, certainly applies quite well to what he has given in the Lord's Supper. And it is his words of eternal life, his spirit and his life that he gives when he gives his body and blood. But especially with Peter's comment here, we see how much greater this is. We see that the Lord is not come just to be a temporal, a local savior. To be a savior of the whole world. To be a savior not of this time only, but of all times. Not just to give us manna that will get us through even 40 amazing years. But the true bread of heaven that will get us into eternal life. That will raise us at the last day just as he is risen. That will give the disciples and Mary Magdalene someone they can cling to forever. In his words. Our eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.